Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning. Hi, Eric. Hi, Sheriff.
Dina Joe, Dina Joe.
Yes, yes, yes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I am.
You're such a goof.
Oh yeah! Aren't you gonna say it?
I am who?
You tell me. Get it? I am who? You tell me. Get it? Get it.
No.
Oh, for crying!
Arthur KG. Don, welcome. Jess, welcome. Shadows, hi.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States, from Georgia to Vancouver, Washington, to a little bump in the road in Colorado.
A bump in the road? Bump you in the road. Oh, boy. Yeah, if we were in the same room, man, Eric would have to be, he'd have to be behind, not in the middle of us, behind Eric one of us.
Eric would have to wear a referee shirt.
He'd have to be ducking from everything I throw at you. Troublemaker.
Mm-hmm. He'd be like a hockey referee, but all right,
tripping. Nice to see you. Hi,
Hi, Richie.
Two minutes
in the penalty box for tripping, high sticking.
Yep. Hi, Mr. A. How you doing, Raven?
Oh, boy.
Yawning.
Hi.
Yawning. I'm tired this morning.
I don't know why I'm tired. I slept forever. Man, good morning, everybody, if you're in the Pacific Northwest. Good afternoon, everybody on the East Coast. Good late afternoon to those who are in England across the pond, and good evening to those in Southeast Asia and in India.
And Australia.
And Australia. You know, I don't know the time zones in the Southern Hemisphere. Do they carry the same down there?
I think they stay with like the time zones based on like their, you know, latitude range.
I don't really know anything about the Southern Hemisphere. Let's see here. So what do we got? It's 7:30 here, 7:03 here, 8:03 in Denver, 10:03 where Eric's at in Georgia, 3:04 in the afternoon in London, 11:04 p.m. in Singapore, Melbourne, Australia. It's 2 a.m. in the morning tomorrow.
It's 9:03 in Texas right now.
9:03 in Texas. Dubai, it's 7 p.m. today. It's 7 p.m. in Dubai. Mumbai is 8:34 p.m. right now. Tokyo, 12:04 tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Okay. Why are we doing this?
Oh, we're just talking about time zones.
Oh, okay.
Weren't you paying attention?
Well, I mean, you just kept going on and on and on. You told Eric, I don't know about this and that. And then all of a sudden you started spewing all these facts.
That's because I have a world clock on my phone.
So,
I have a world clock.
I was just like, huh, okay. You do know a lot.
No, my phone does.
Okay. You know how to read.
I just know where to find it on my phone.
You know how to read. Hi, John Gale.
Yeah, because I was talking with Cracks here the last couple of days, and I was wondering, what time is it over there? So it's like right now it's 4
That's for sure.
p.m. in around Sweden, Stockholm. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's just a little FYI for you.
Well, thanks.
Creep. Sorry to have bothered you this.
No, you didn't bother. I was just wondering, you know, if we were having a test on it or something. Yeah. I didn't know.
If we were having a test. That's what I ought to start doing is I ought to start giving you tests.
You?
No, me. No, actually, yeah.
Actually, yeah. I know. Welcome to KSK. I should, because I catch you all the time not listening to me.
What? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I knew that one was coming.
Hey, so you know the story of Scrooge.
What?
You know
YouTube that story called... I'm the only crazy lady. Don't
you know that story? It's
toes.
What is it? Christmas Carol? Christmas
yes.
Carol?
Uh-huh.
That's the one with Scrooge and all that?
Yes.
And you know the story of the Grinch, right? The Grinch?
Yes.
The Grinch who stole Christmas. Now, do you see any parallels between those stories? I think the Grinch was based on Christmas Carol, don't you? I mean, do you see a... I'm being serious now, Dina Jo.
The Grinch stole Christmas and Scrooge
and,
took,
yeah,
wanted
you see
to
kind
steal
of like
Christmas.
A parallel? Yeah, he's
kind of, you know, they universe. Were making this, maybe the Scrooge a little bit more or dominant. I don't know.
Well, there's kind of similarities there because, you know, they're against it and then they win it over.
Yeah,
oh,
and then Tiny Tim comes and then it was Cindy Lou, wasn't it? Or
Cindy
who's
Lou,
the
who,
little girl.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
that comes
yeah,
in
yeah.
And gives her her big eyes and then he.
Yeah,
he,
oh
he
yeah, yeah. Yeah, the
nice.
Big who, what.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, I saw this thing that it said, it was talking about the Grinch and it said, the Grinch really was not against Christmas. He didn't. It's not that he didn't like Christmas. He didn't like people. And I gave me a whole new light to that Grinch who stole Christmas. I'm thinking, I started thinking about the story. And I'm going, he didn't like people. It's not that he didn't like Christmas. And then so I started thinking about Scrooge and Christmas Carol. Scrooge, kind of the same thing. It's not that he didn't like Christmas. Scrooge didn't like people. If you think about it.
Because of something that happened to him.
I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really know the story. I've never read that book. I've never read The Christmas Carol. Have you ever
you
read
know
it?
What? No. And one of my favorite ones to watch, I swear, is The Muppets.
The Muppets one?
Yes, because it has humans and it has the Muppet. I swear, I love that one. I just love it.
I don't think I've ever seen the Muppet one.
You have to. It has real people in it, and the Muppets, and I just love it. I love it.
I'll have to check that out this year.
A few of them. Mm-hmm.
I want to find. I think I have that book here someplace. I think I have, and I want to sit down and read the book because I think through the ages and all that through. Doing TV shows and movies and all that, I bet you the story has lost some
bite.
Oh,
yeah, of course. You know what I mean? It's usually, yeah, there's not, it's very few that there's a book and that the film or the movie is exactly like that book. They usually
right.
change it, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
You have to watch The Muppets Christmas Carol. It's cute.
I'll have to watch that. And I always watch the one with Bill Murray, Scrooge, because I just like that. I think Bill Murray's funny, and I like that movie because he's funny.
Oh, and look, the Grinch is in the house.
The Grinch is in. Hey, we were just talking
Grinch.
About you, Grinch. Oh,
good
to
so
see
glad
you.
To see
good to
you.
See you. We were just talking about you and saying that we didn't think it that you was really you know that you really didn't. You know, you weren't really against Christmas. You were against
people. You
just don't
people. Like
people. You
didn't
so we're
like
glad people.
That you came into our...
No, I'm not letting you call in. I'm sorry, Grinch. I don't know who you are. This is the first time I've seen you, so... But...
The Grinch is safe.
Well, the Grinch is safe? Okay, Grinch, go ahead. Call in, buddy. Tuttle says you're okay.
I know who it is.
I have a feeling I don't
There he is!
Hello!
Oh!
Everybody!
Oh!
It's the Grinch!
Hi, Trippy Man! Nice to see you!
Hi,
Grinch,
knew it. Good to see you, man.
Listen. The Grinch.
You know, everybody likes gifts. Gifts, gifts, gifts. You know where your gifts end up? In the garbage. In the garbage.
Well, hey, first, Grinch, he sounded like a Mexican Grinch. He sounded, like, sounded like he was from New York.
He sounded like Tony Montana.
A little bit. Oh, the Grinch doesn't like Christmas. He has to deliver 50 million packages.
So you really are like Santa Claus, aren't you, Grinch?
I am. Like, well, I tell the kids, long as you don't... I say I am Santa Claus.
You are.
And then they cry and go tell their parents.
Well, Santa, just don't Santa end up on Santa's naughty list this year.
Santa Claus ended up working for a
lock up that
company.
Trunk, Grinch.
I'm stealing the gifts.
Hi, Terry. Welcome. We got the Grinch on the line.
Oh, my gosh.
As well, he's helping Santa deliver presents.
Yeah. Oh, he says he's
No.
Oh, no.
I'm going to the... I have a big giant truck, and I'm going to the front door, and I'm taking them.
Oh, because
I'm the Grinch.
The Grinch.
Oh man.
Oh man.
Come say, come sa. What, you know? A scorpion's gonna always bite the frog. What are you gonna say?
Yeah, it's always gonna bite the frog.
Exactly. Oh. I must go. I'm lost.
Oh, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch. Mr. Grinch.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Grinch, you can call in anytime you want. Here, there, or anywhere.
Hi, BP 49.
Nice Grinch. Nice for him to stop by. Was he listening to the show and he just called in, or was it a coincidence?
I don't know. Maybe he's not so.
Well,
I'm glad he.
Well,
I'm
I think
oh.
full of surprises, I would say.
Yep, I'm glad he called in. If you're listening, Grinch, I tell Homeboy 88 that I really appreciate him, love him to death, and I miss him. So thanks for calling, Grinch.
Yeah.
Tell Tony, the old man said hi. Tony. It's funny how he was talking, and all of a sudden Tony Montana came out. No.
Well, I heard a little bit of the ghetto, and then all of a sudden I heard New Yorkish, and I was like, whoa, where's this Grinch been? He's been stealing packages all over the place.
Yeah. Thanks for the heads up, Tunnels. Eric, you said you knew who he was, right?
I knew who it was by just looking at the profile, but I think it's up to the people who listen to the show to figure it out.
Yeah.
But I think even Tuttles and a couple other people know who it is.
Yeah. That was fun. That was good stuff right there. Good stuff, man. I really like that. But anyway, my whole point was, I'm getting that, and it's like... you know what? Their issues were with people, not with the holiday. You know, and I was thinking about everybody out there. You know, people, our lives. You know, we're out there running around, and you know, what's the root of our hate that we have? You know, we have hate. You know, why do you remember? I used to ask the question, why are you mad? You know, what are you angry about? You know,
yeah.
And it boils down to, you know, our perception and what we think about our fellow man. You know, we get mad and we hate people. Why do we hate people? You know, because we weigh everything, you know. Nobody can be outside of the mold of our life.
Yeah, we judge people too much.
We judge people too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we should actually, I mean, and then it all goes back to us, how we feel about ourselves, you know,
exactly.
how do we feel about ourselves and how would we want people to treat us?
Because what's the standard that we have to base our judgments on other people?
Exactly.
Us, it's ourselves, you know. So we're trying to base, you know, our unhappiness and that, and we see other people happy, and it's like, oh no,
no
we
way,
can't have any of that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, if I'm not happy,
you're not happy.
No one's happy. Right, right. And that's kind of like how old Scrooge was, you know? He was a bitter old man, and he despised anybody that was having a good time, you know?
Yeah, J.K. Mann says, many folks make up fake scenarios in their head, and it's stupid crazy. And it's true.
It is. It is. Yeah. We need to quit, you know. It's like the Michael Jackson song, you know, look at the man in the mirror.
Exactly.
You know, look at that guy first
before you start judging other people.
Yeah, you know, and quit trying to make people
too many hypocrites out there.
Yeah, we try to make people conform to our ideas, you know. No.
And it's so wrong because that's how we learn stuff. We learn stuff from people because we're all different. And we're all made different for a reason, so we can learn stuff from each other.
Exactly.
There.
That's why we have so many. Yeah, that's why we have so many different cultures.
Yeah. Stop trying to change.
Because you
want to
learn from those cultures, you know, and you don't want to make everybody into one big culture. You want a place that has multiple cultures, you know. And learn from their cultures, you know, and appreciate them. Yeah, the world is a melting pot. Mm-hmm. Quit trying to,
conform it, make it conform to your what you want it to be.
Actually, you know what? I was just thinking about this BP49 when you said that, because that's what I used to say. You used to always say America was a melting pot. You know what?
Okay, baby.
I think that's the wrong concept. No, we're not a melting pot. We're not. The world's not a melting pot. You know what we are? We're a stew. We're a stew with all kinds of different ingredients, you know, and we make up a stew. You know, we got carrots, we got onions, we got, you know, chunks of meat, we got peppers, we got, that's what we are. A melting pot eventually blends everything together because I used to work in a foundry.
Yeah, and we take all of the different parts for it to taste like a yummy meal, right?
Exactly. That's why I'm thinking that we're more like a stew. You know, we got everything in here. You know, I say, well, what's that? Taste it. Grammy will be cooking something. She'll say, taste this. Tell me if it's missing something. You know, and I'll taste it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It tastes like it could use a little Southern Asia culture in it. You know, I mean, we're a stew, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Add a little Indian in there, or add a little Indonesia in there. Mm-hmm. You know, we're cultures. I mean, we're a stew of minty cultures. And we need to change, you know, and this is a good time. I think December is a good time to start evaluating how we're looking at things and how we're evaluating things.
Yeah.
Because we have a new year right around the corner. We got a new year, 2022. Where we can, it's a brand new start. We get to look at things differently, and we get to move forward. So we need to start now evaluating. How are you, and why are you judging everybody? You know, what's going on with that? You know, why? And if you're an angry person and you're running around all mad all the time, why are
you're
you
out
mad?
Why?
Why? Why are you angry? Why are you mad? We have a lot of new people in here, and they haven't heard, you know. But I used to be a very angry man. I was mad. I was mad at everybody. I was mad at the world. I was mad at everybody, you know, except Grammy. I wasn't mad on Grammy. But one day I just woke up and I looked at the man in the mirror and I went, man, why are you so angry? Why are you angry? Why are you so upset? You know, what has anybody ever done to you? Mm-hmm. And I started looking, and it's like, you know, I'd take a group of people that I might be. I don't like this group of people. Why don't you like that group of people? Well, because I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know why.
You don't know. Because
I'm told I'm supposed to like him. Well, why? Why don't you like him? I don't know why I don't like them, you know. So I started, you know, looking at things, and you know, this group of people have never done anything to me. I mean, they've never done anything to hurt me. They've never done anything to change my life, you know. And so it's like, why am I mad? So I started eliminating all the things I was mad at, and I'm a far better person for it, and I'm happier.
You know, I could still, oh, there's things I don't agree. Yeah, there's things I don't agree with. I don't agree with everybody. You're not going to agree with everybody. Exactly. That's another thing.
That's life.
Yeah, you're just not going to agree with everybody. We're not robots. We're not all programmed the same way. You know, we don't have the same inner workings, you know. We're different. We're different. You know, I'm different from Eric. I'm different from Dina Joe. But do I let those differences, you know, come between our friendships and that? Well, no. Do I agree with everything that Eric has to say or thinks or what? No. Do I, and Dina Joe, do I? No. And I'm not, you know, and I'm not going to, and they don't agree with me on a lot of things. But are we going to let those things cause us to not be friends? No, we're not. Because we are different. We all have different ideas. We all have different thoughts. We all have different opinions. And we shouldn't let those things divide us. You know, we just shouldn't. Don't let those things make you hate someone. Why? You know, I mean, you can discuss your differences, but that's, you know, and then you come to a conclusion that they're the way they are and I'm the way I'm are. And we, you know, we shake hands and we just move on. You know, we put our arms around each other and have a beer. And then
and that's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We should be able to have differences of opinion without getting angry. And if you,
yeah, J-Baby.
If you think that somebody needs to blah, 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 like you, whatever, the way that you show them that is through your kindness and your acceptance and your friendship. You show them that through that. You don't just beat them over the head. Blah, blah, blah. You got to be this. You got to be that. You got to do this. You got to like this. You got to like that. No, you have to show them through kindness and love.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I don't, J-Baby, I don't agree with a lot of things. I poke you a little bit. We laugh and move on. Exactly. And J-Baby and I we've bumped heads on things, but we're still friends. You know, she's still part of the slap squad. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, but that's how it is. You know, one of the biggest people I have disagreements with as far as things in life is my sister, my big sister, Penny, Big Penny. So what, am I supposed to just not let her be my sister anymore because we don't agree? I love her to death, you know, and I'll stand beside her while if she's arguing her points with somebody and they don't agree with, I'm standing with my sister because she's my sister. And they say, well, why? Well, you sure, you know, do you agree with what she's saying? No, I don't. But she's my sister, you know. She's my sister. I stand with her. We're family. We don't agree, but that doesn't make us any less family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, that's how we need to be. That's how we need to be, you know. And if you try to be that way with someone that totally refuses to accept you like that, then you bid them good day and you move on.
Good.
You don't let it destroy you. You just go, well, God bless you and move on. You know, have a blessed day and move on. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how Grammy is when she comes across people that she just cannot not win over, but can't get them to see that it's okay to be different. You know, it's okay to think differently.
Right, right.
That. She just goes, well, have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And she just thinks, you know.
And you know when it's that type of person and why. And that's exactly what you should do. Because getting angry over it isn't going to do a bit of good.
And if a given length of time goes by and you cross their paths again, you say, hey, how you doing? I haven't seen you for a while. How's everything going? How's the family? I mean, you could talk. You can greet them. You can be kind and nice, courteous, you know, without jumping into the things that are different. You don't need to discuss those things. I've got a real good friend of mine that we always get together. Our families are close and we have a good time and we are polar opposites on subjects. And we got into it one time out on my back porch. We got into those topics and we got very angry at each other and we looked at each other. We saw what was going on and we went, we will never cross through that doorway again. and we've never discussed politics and religion again. And we are still two of the best friends, two of the best friends we have, you know. We just really love each other. And but we just you know, we just flat refuse to discuss the differences we have.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna win him over. He's not gonna win me over. Let it be as it is and still be friends and move on. That's what we need to come to grips with.
Yeah, we have some in the chat. BP49 says, don't sweat the small things in life. You will be better off, which is true. Don't sweat the small things. Don't let the things that you can't change, you can't control, control you. Because that's all you're doing. You're letting it control you. And then Jay Baby said, before she goes, sharing my feelings, good moments of giving this week, giving a gift to the Giving Tree for Kids and bought the car behind me coffee. Go do random acts of kindness.
Exactly.
So, yes. Hi, Tulin.
Exactly.
Nice to see you. Yeah. You know, so how hard is it to do that and make somebody's day?
Right. Exactly. You know, I've gotten together with people. I've gotten together with people and, you know, we're in a family setting, a big gathering and that. And they start to, hey, so what do you think about this? I don't want to talk about it. This isn't the time or the place.
Yeah.
This isn't the time or the place. Let's talk about hockey. Let's talk about something else. You know, let's talk about the kids when they were growing up, goofing around. Let's talk about something entirely different. There's thousands of topics that you can talk about. You don't need to discuss your differences, you know. Pick and choose, you know.
Yeah.
And
pick and choose your battles. I've learned that a lot. You have to pick and choose your battles in life and don't let them control you. You control your life.
Because, and you know what's funny is because I listen to a lot of people, you know, I don't listen to a lot of people, but I listen to some people. And the people that catch my attention are the people that can debate differences without getting angry. They're the ones that catch my attention. Mm-hmm. You know, they can just debate differences. They can talk about differences without getting angry, without yelling and screaming.
There's no emotion in it. There doesn't need to be that emotion in there.
Yeah. So, you know, let's not be Grinches. Let's not be Scrooges, you know, because those are, you know, let's not be like them because they're the people haters. Let's stop hating people. Let's stop hating people. Let's try to just, you know, let's
what
just
you call an F with earmuffs?
I don't know. Whatever you want. Because he can't hear you. That's a good one. What got me thinking about all that this morning is I read this this thought for the day type thing, and it says that, you know, as you get older, you stop and you start pondering and thinking of your life, and you realize all the energy and time and thing you spent worrying and arguing about things that just really don't matter. You know, it just doesn't matter.
It's a waste of time. Just
wasted a lot of time. Sick. Yeah. You make yourself sick. Yeah, you do. You do. You know, not sure how muffins got in there. Well, I got it. We got it. We know what you're talking about. Muffins. Yeah. Yes. Good times.
Well, you have to. The old man sent me this morning, I was laughing so hard. Oh my gosh. I don't know if we could do it over this, but this guy is talking to his wife and what did he say?
He says something
in Iraq.
The difference between Iran and Iraq
is the people in Iraq are scared of spiders. And she's like, what are you talking about? And he said, Iraqnophobia. And I'm like, what? And then I listened again because he has his accent and he says, Iraqnophobia. I was like, oh my God, that's so quirky.
And his wife just busts up laughing. She busts up. But the first thing she's looking at him like, what are you talking about? Because he asked her, what's the big difference between Iran and Iraq? She's like, what? Because he just walks in and asks her, hey, what's the difference? You know what the difference between Iraq and Iran is? She's like, what? Iraq and Iran? Yeah, what's the difference between Iraq and Iran? And he's saying it with a real heavy
accent.
Southeastern.
Yeah.
Asia accent. And she goes, like, what? And he goes, Iraq is afraid of spiders. And she's looking at him like, what?
What?
Iraq's afraid of spiders. He goes, yeah, Iraqophobia. And she goes, oh.
Wah, wah, wah.
I was totally
funny.
It was funny.
I guess you had to see it.
Yeah, you just, I guess you had to read, you had to see the video. You know, we always, you start looking at all these lists, you know, what's the best Christmas songs ever? Well, I don't care about that. What I want to know is, what's the best Christmas songs to sing karaoke? That's what I want. Oh, wait. The Gray's got one. The people in Dubai. The people in Dubai don't like the Flintstones, but the people in Abu Dhabi do. Abu Dhabi do. That's a good one. That is a good one right there. So I was looking at the best Christmas songs to sing at karaoke. There you go. What would you think the first song is?
Last Christmas.
Surprisingly, no. No. The number one song to sing at Christmas time for karaoke is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, my goodness.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is number one. Santa Baby is number two. Rock Around the Christmas Tree is number three.
Oh, yeah. Frosty the Snowman.
Not yet.
Oh.
It's not in the top. Number four is It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Number five is Jingle Bell Rock.
Okay.
Number six, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, thanks.
Let's see. Number seven on the list is Jingle Bells. Number eight for karaoke, Winter Wonderland. Number nine, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, that song is terrible. How could you even mention it?
I was just thinking we ought to sing it. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, that's a bad song.
Bad song.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Song.
Let's sing it.
I would if I had the words.
I know you.
Let's
would.
Find the words, Dina Jo, and we'll sing it. Let's see. It's The Most Wonderful Time is number 10. Here Comes Santa Claus, number 11. White Christmas. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Number 12. Silver bells. Number 13. Walking in Winter Wonderland. Number 14. And number 15, and I'm Welcome surprised at this one, and I'm surprised it's 16. They're so low on the list. Number 15, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. And number 16, Silent Night. What? And I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, Eric, isn't even on the list yet. Blue Christmas?
What?
Not on the list yet. Yeah, I know. What's with those? Are great. Those would be great ones.
I like the Jackson 5 version of that, and where Michael's like it. Saying in the song, I did see Mommy kissing Santa Claus, and I'm going to tell my daddy. But I think spoiler alert, I think the Santa Claus that Mommy was kissing really was Daddy.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, Eric.
And I probably ruined it for the kids.
Oh. Nah. Grandma Got Run Over a Reindeer is Grammy's favorite song. She loves it.
And Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song. I mean, that's a really funny song.
Yeah, I think any of the songs Adam Sandler sings is funny. Yeah. Let's see. Santa Claus Coming to Town, Christmas, the Christmas song. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus comes in at number 19 on this list.
Oh, man. Welcome back to
Oh, wow. I mean, there's also the Christmas Shoes song, too, which is like a sad song of a mother who's dying from heart disease.
Oh, my gosh. This is so sad.
And there was also a TV movie made of that, too, 20 years ago.
Do you really want to sing that at karaoke?
No.
No.
These are karaoke songs. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. That's number 22. Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. And now somebody mentioned this in the chat room. I'll have a blue
Christmas. I want to hit the bottom is for Christmas, you do.
At number 24.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't think I ever heard of that song, and I saw the name of it. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
You have never heard of that song?
I probably have. I just don't remember it being called I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. 12 Days of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm looking for
Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. That's a good one.
Way down on the list is all the traditional Christmas songs. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. You know, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Hark the Herald's Angels Singing. And the very last one at number 4, Little Drummer Boy. Yeah, so there you go.
Aww.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I think other favorite Christmas songs of mine are like the Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late.
I remember that when I was a kid, Eric, and when we were growing up, we would beg our mom to play that song.
Which one?
The Chipmunks. Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas Don't Be Late.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I like the Ray Conniff singers, like medley of Let It Snow and Count Your Blessings and the We Wish You a Merry Christmas all combined into one song, and it's almost like 6 minutes long.
Oh, I found it.
That sounds like the I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas song.
Okay, I remember that now.
I knew you heard it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I even like some of the instrumental like songs that are put out by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and the London Philharmonic. Oh, like Deck the Halls and trying to think of other songs like
This is the one that the Trans-Siberian Orchestra should do right here.
All right,
yes.
Ready to sing your song?
Okay, we are.
Carol of the Bells. Let's sing
it. Thank you. Okay, everybody, here we go. Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Okay, Alvin.
Ready?
Alvin.
Did it, Joe?
Okay.
I didn't even know the words of this song. Thanks, Alvin. Thanks, buddy.
I even love that song from the Peanuts Christmas, like the ghost Christmas Time Is Here. I'm pulling that up on my tablet right now.
Yeah.
Got a commercial and I'm about to get it out.
A commercial. Hey, we don't have sponsors on this show. Oh, that's the one from Peanuts.
Giraldi Trio.
Yes.
That's a classic right there.
Well,
you know what I'm thinking? I think since we're kind of in the mood for, the Christmas things, I don't know. I'm getting to thinking we need to, guess who sang that Christmas song again, huh? What do you think?
I guess, yep.
I know Dina Joe's favorite thing, guessing songs. Let's do a few songs. Come on. Yeah. Okay. All right. Guess this one. See where you guess who does this one. There we go.
Bob
boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom.
Sounds like Santa Baby because of the melody.
Yeah.
Santa Baby.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, but who's singing it?
I'm thinking that must be the Eartha Kitt version.
Bam, Eric! Yeah!
I like the Madonna version, too.
Santa yeah, but this is a classic here. Santa Baby.
She's probably the original.
I think she was. Well, yeah. I think so. She's so much older. You know. And then how about this one here? Who is singing this song?
Rudolph.
Cat Gale. Catwoman. That's right. Catwoman.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Who's singing this?
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. Yeah. Dino.
Yeah.
I got it.
You got it, Dina Joe. This is one of my favorite versions of the song when he sings it. But listen, here he goes.
They never let poor Rudy.
Rudy. I love that part. What he calls Rudolph Rudy.
You should hear the Jack Johnson version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, I love Jack Johnson.
And Gene Autry's is also a classic.
Yeah, Gene Autry's is. Yeah. But who's singing this?
Jing, jing, jingling, everything's all right. What a happy sight.
I'm wondering if that's Gene Autry right there singing.
Damn, it is, Eric. I'm trying to throw you a curveball.
I was going
to
say, whoever it is.
Well, crazy lady thought it was Sinatra, but I know what Sinatra sounds like when he sings.
You mentioned him, so I wanted to throw a curveball. Let's make Gene Autry sing something else. Okay, who's this?
I heard the bell.
Johnny Cash!
They're all familiar.
That's it.
That
sounds
voice.
Like Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. You got that one. And here's the last one for now. Who's this one?
Oh, damn it.
Bruce Springsteen.
What?
Oh, we got it at the same time, Bruce Springsteen.
Yep, you guys yes. did. You got it because of the intro.
That was... both got it at the exact same time.
Yeah,
that song has probably come out in like the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And I recognize Bruce Springsteen's talking voice too.
Hi, hello. Well,
I thought this would have caused you guys. Not figure it out, but you guys got it. Yeah, Bruce Springsteen. All right. Well, that didn't go over very well. I thought that would get you. All right. I know there's no way you guys are going to figure this one out. Here we go. Who does this one? And this is the last one.
You said that last time.
Yeah, but I didn't fake you out.
Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul with a corncob pipe and a button.
Who's the artist?
It's a country singer.
Oh, Frosty.
Doris Day? No. Nancy? No.
It's a fairy tale, they say.
Yeah, it sounds
he
country.
He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life.
Some Patsy Cline or Loretta Lynn.
Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple.
Yeah, wow. Right.
I knew
she got
that
a little twang to her voice.
Yeah, she had a little
not
twang.
Not normally. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. There you go. That was fun.
Nice.
You just get so fired up when you get one right.
I know. I'm so excited because I usually don't do that well.
Oh,
I got to be excited for my rocking out. Nice to see you.
That's one stuff right there. Hey, so what? Well, it's Friday. On this music kick right now, we might as well just.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is?
Rock.
It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Joe.
Before you get going, what's the new version of the Drummer Boy that you're talking about? The new version of Drummer Boy. Who does it? I'm just throwing it out to...
Oh, did you play the Drummer Boy?
No, not yet. Peter Griffin. No.
What?
No, I don't think she's talking about Peter Griffin.
For King and Country.
For King and Country.
Oh, it is awesome. Yes, I've seen that. It is really good. I listen to it.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. Peter Griffin.
See if you can bring it up after the number seven. Okay, number one on our list. We're going to start with the year 1956. Guy Mitchell was number one on the U.S. singles chart with his version of Singing the Blues by 20-year-old Malcolm Ensley. There has been several songs called Singing the Blues, but the one by Malcolm Ensley holds a unique record. It was the first in a half of a century or and more of its existence, the only song in history of the UK singles chart to knock itself off the top spot twice. Tom Steele was at the time being hyped as the British Elvis. Guy Mitchell's version topped the UK singles chart at the start of January. 1957 was replaced the following week by Steele's version. Following week, Mitchell's version replaced Steele's version again. Then Frankie Vaughn's The Garden of Eden replaced it. And then finally, Guy Mitchell's version topped the records again for another week. So here he is, Guy Mitchell with Malcolm Ensley's song, Singing the Blues.
Battle for number one.
I guess.
More like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your
singing the blues.
Why'd you do me this way?
Guy Mitchell. That's from his album, The 16 Most Requested Songs.
I like it.
Yeah.
We're going to move to the year 1964. The Rolling Stones had their second UK number one single with their version of Little Red Rooster. The Stones had recorded the song in Chess Studios in Chicago, the same studios where Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, and Little Water had recorded their blues classic. The Little Red Rooster is included on their third album, American album, The Rolling Stones. Now, released in February of 1964. It also appears on several Rolling Stones compilation albums. Here is the Rolling Stones with Little Red Rooster.
I am the Little Red Rooster, too late to crow for day.
It's one of those old Mississippi Delta blues songs that are still being kept alive.
I am the Little Red Rooster.
I'm a Little Red Rooster.
Too late to crow for day.
Thanks, Mick. Little Red Rooster, Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm. It's a good song. All right, we're going to move on to 1964. The animated TV special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer debuts on CBS with Burl Ives as the voice of Sam the Snowman. The special is based on the 1949 song, which has become a perennial favorite. The Rudolph story dates back to 1939 when the co-writer at Montgomery Ward's department stores... Do you remember Montgomery Ward's department stores?
Yeah, I do.
I know. Created a book called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer that was given away to children at Christmas time. In the book, Santa discovers Rudolph on foggy Christmas Eve when he was making his rounds, stumbling through the dark. He's there to deliver presents to Rudolph, but Count commandeers him to slay duty when he sees his glowing nose. In 1949, the songwriter Johnny Marks turned Rudolph into a song which Gene Autry recorded. The singing cowboy wasn't thrilled about doing a children's tune, but it sure shined his spurs when the song shot to number one in America and became a seasonal favorite. So here is Gene Autry, the singing cowboy, with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Wait, what did it do?
It's too shine disperse.
Shine disperse.
Uh-huh. Welcome, Fan Yuppie. Welcome.
What a great experience.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer.
That's the Gene Autry song.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Thanks, Gino.
And if you ever saw it,
with those shiny,
you would even say
with those shiny spurs. That was great.
Okay, we're gonna move on to the year 1966 with British.
That made me laugh like the Iran thing made you laugh.
I know, I could tell. Okay. British act, the new vaudeville band, started a 3-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Winchester Cathedral. The new vaudeville band is the creation of British songwriter and record producer Jeff Steffen, who arranged this to sound like Rudy Valley's vaudeville hits in the 30s. Good Lord, there's a lot of bees. Steffen sang it through a megaphone to help create the sound. The song became a surprise novelty hit. The Winchester Cathedral is in Hampshire, England, is in one of the largest cathedrals in the world. Stevens was inspired to write the song after staring at a picture of the Winchester Cathedral on his calendar. Here is the new vaudeville band with Winchester Cathedral. Oh, I know the song now.
Yeah, I did too. I didn't know it by the name. I thought, what is that? And then when they started it, I thought, oh, okay, there you go.
Look at my PD kit.
You know what? There's a lot of music in this before they even get to the singing part, so we're not going to play much of it. But yeah, he does get into it, and you can tell by his voice he's singing through one of those megaphones. So here's Winchester Cathedral, the new vaudeville band. It's a great song. It really is. It's fun. I mean, you know, the way they put it together. That,
yeah.
There's so much music on that, Dina Jo. I added it to my, I'm listening to it, and I'm going, oh, this is an instrumental. So I added it to my instrumental playlist that I have, and then he starts singing. Winchester. I went, ah, oh, crap. I had to go back and take that. Faked me out. That's a fun song. It's a fun song.
It is. Okay, moving to the year 1968. Cream's Fresh Cream album is certified.
Wait, what band? What band?
Cream.
Oh, that other Eric Clapton band?
Yeah, that one. Uh-huh. Okay. It is the debut album by the British rock band Cream. The UK album was released in both mono and stereo versions at the same time. The album peaked at number 6 on the UK singles on the UK album. The mono versions were deleted not long after the release, and for many years only the stereo recordings were available. So here is Cream with I Feel Free. Off the album, Fresh Cream.
Snap your fingers.
I put lotion on. I can only do it on one hand. Well, the other one won't snap.
I feel free, Cream. Boy, it's kind of a low volume song. I had to turn it up a little bit. By Cream. I feel free. Cream. The other Eric Clapton band.
Yes, yes.
I need to find out. Well, I need to find what show we did that in.
Oh my gosh.
So I can tell everybody to go back and listen to it. Yeah. That was funny.
Okay, moving on. Number 6 on our list, the year 1994. Boys to Men knocked themselves off the number one position on the U.S. singles chart with On Bended Knee, started a 6-week run at number one. The group's I'll Make Love to You had been at number one for a record-breaking 14 weeks when On Bended Knee took its place. So here's Boys to Men with On Bended Knee. Hi, Bethany. Welcome.
Welcome, Bethany.
Hi, Boys and Music. Welcome.
It's a great group. They always had such a good sound.
Yeah.
Boys to Men. That's On Bended Knee by Boys to Men. Great band. Great sound.
Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't they had four people in their band when they started, right? I think they did.
I believe so. I believe so.
And now, now they're down to three. I think one of them passed away. I'm not sure.
Really?
But I think so.
Oh.
But they're a good band. Good band. On Bended Knee. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, let's, yeah. Yes, there was four. So he's, BP49 is saying there was. So, okay. All right, number seven on our list. DeGray, this one's for you. 1994. Adam Sandler performs the Hanukkah song on the weekend update segment of Saturday Night Live, enlightening us that the fact that Harrison Ford, Paul Newman, and David Lee Roth, among many others, are, in fact, Jewish. Released as a single the following year, the song reached number 10 in the U.S. and became a seasonal favorite. Adam Sandler wrote the novelty tune with the help of Saturday Night Live writers Lewis Morton and Ian Maxtone Graham for fellow Jews who feel like fish out of water during the Christmas season. Christmas can be a lonely time for Jewish kids who Gentile friends are decorating trees, writing lists for Santa, not to mention the radio and television being taken over by a holiday cheer. But take heart, there are plenty of Jews who understand. Sandler's list of string of famous Jewish and half-Jewish are in a few non-Jewish for good measure. Again, David Lee Roth, James Caan, Kirk Douglas, Diana Shore, the Cagney Deli, Bowser, the Shauna, Arthur Fonzarelli, Henry Winkler, Paul Newman, Goldie Hawn, Captain Kirk, Supersonic, O.J. Simpson, okay, Rod Perry, Ann Landers, Dear Abby, Harrison Ford, Ebenezer Scrooge, the Greek and Tom Cruise. So here is Adam Sandler with the Hanukkah song.
And it actually made it into the top 10?
Yes, it did.
This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah.
Adam so Sandler, Hanukkah, the Hanukkah song. This is actually off his album, What the Hell Happened to Me?
So hi, Priscilla. Welcome.
You know,
we can play more.
No, we can't play more.
I know. I said I wish we could
play. Oh, yeah. I wish we could. I'd play the whole thing if I could, but I don't want to get pinched. But the thing is Adam Sandler, you know, he has some fun songs, man. The way he presented them and all that stuff. Just good times. Just good music. So there you go. Thanks, Dina Jo. Good list.
You're welcome.
Good list. Can't wait for Monday's list. I was going to say tomorrow. Can't wait for tomorrow's list.
I know. I can't believe it's already Friday.
I know. Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. trying to get you up and out of the door in a good mood and laughing and giggling. If you're listening to this on a download, we appreciate it if you would hit the follow button or the subscribe button so you can be notified when these things are come out. And if you want, you could always download the Podbean, Podbean app to your phone, and some morning maybe check it out and join us in the live chat in the live show. That'd be fun. Anyway, I just want to thank everybody. We appreciate you all coming out.
We really do.
As you can tell, we love music. We love music on this podcast. We just do. And with that being what a lead into this. And with that being said, we will not be having any Friday night music shows
in December. Oh, you love it so much, you're not going to have your shows? That's right. The old man is taking a break.
Taking a break.
Taking a break from the music shows on Friday night. So through the month of December, no Friday night music shows. I'll pick it back up in full force in January with a time change. Instead of 8 o'clock Pacific time in the evening, we're going to start at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So just a little bit of a time change different there. But anyway, yeah, good times, good times. We just love music. And you know, go ahead, Eric.
And we won't be doing shows like the morning of Christmas Eve and the morning of New Year's Eve. So,
right.
Because we're taking the Christmas and New Year's weekends off to be with our families and friends.
Right. No live show on the 24th or the 31st. You're right, Eric. Thanks for reminding us. So no live shows on those two Fridays. So, like Eric says, so we can be with our families and have fun and all that stuff. So, it should be.
But in case anybody missed any like previous episodes live, you know, episodes are available for download, including like the you know episodes where we've had friends come in to you know be serenaded for their birthdays, the previous Cooking with Dean, Joe, and Grammy shows, and then we still have our Gingerbread House contest going on, and and if anybody still wants to submit Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, food ideas and recipes that they could email them to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com. They might even be featured on the website and on the show and on Facebook.
Right. And we're going to start pushing the gingerbread competition Monday. We'll let you know kind of the little basic rules that we have for that. I've already been contacted by people going, hey, are you going to have the gingerbread thing this year? Oh, yes, wow. We are. I know. So that's exciting. But yeah, so we're going to have our gingerbread house building competition going on with our good friend from England, Man Cave Sounds, Asha. He's going to be the judge like he was last year. And it's just a lot of fun. You're just building these things by yourself and no matter how they turn out. And then you send me the pictures and then I send the pictures all the way over to England for Man Cave to look at. They're numbered. He doesn't know who built what. You know, and then he just picks one and it's going to be fun. So, but yeah, you can listen to our shows, download it. You can download and listen to our shows on Podbean, Spotify, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, Deezer products, Tumblrs, LinkedIn, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Player FM, Listen Notes, TuneIn, Podchaser, PodGods, Podbay FM, Amazing, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts.
Have a good weekend.
I just decided I was going to try to get all those stated.
Oh, all right. Hey,
If you're bugging out, you got to do it. Have a great day. Have a great day. Yes. Have fun. Priscilla, thanks for stopping by. I love that name.
Bye, Priscilla.
You know, Big Penny almost was called
Priscilla.
Or maybe
she's saying bye.
That was one of the. Oh, but anyway, back to Priscilla.
well, BP works at night, but he'll have to be up later tonight.
Yeah. 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 Whatever. It's all good. It's all good times. Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike Tampa Bay.
I was talking so fast, I don't even know what I was saying. I was talking so fast.
I know. Today, everybody, is National Roof Over Your Head Day, meaning being thankful for what you have and having a roof over your head. And I think we should think about that when you're, you know, in a bad mood or whatever. Think about what you have. Look at everything that's around you and be grateful for what you have.
Being grateful. That's a key to that is a key to feeling good about things.
Look.
Just changes your whole outlook if you just start being a little grateful, you know. Mm-hmm. Like when you if you gotta have service done, you gotta go like say you're gonna have your car serviced or something, you know. And they say, hey, you know, well, thanks for your service, thanks for being here. Just turn around and say, hey, well, I'm grateful that you guys are here. Thank you. So anyway.
I know. When I go to have my blend drawn every, you know, 3 months, I'm just like, okay, thank you. And I'm like, oh, thank you for drawing my blend.
I paid too much sauce.
I know it sounds so, but I'm like, they're nice and they do a good job and it doesn't hurt. So thank you.
Yeah, but it goes, you don't know that this, they could be having a bad day.
Saucy.
And you know, and you say that to them, it just, it picks them up. Hi, Saucy.
Just be nice. Be grateful. Be thankful. Exactly. And it is also Make a Gift Day. The unofficial holiday encourages people to create gifts for their loved ones. And that, you know, like being a child, you made those little macaroni necklaces and you can get a piece of paper and fold it in half and make a card and send it to somebody. It's not that hard. Another one is Let's Hug Day. So it's all of these good ones all together. So
yeah,
let's not six distance if you can. Give somebody a hug. Maybe know them first. Don't just go up to them and hug them, but know them.
You know
first.
That thing about making gifts, you know, try that for Christmas. Don't go buy stuff. Just everybody make somebody something. You know what I'm saying? Just make something for somebody, you know. We've turned this into a gimme, 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 gimme holiday too much, man. It's been like
really
for decades, you know. It's just, you know what? We're going to make something. I'm not going to buy you something this year. Hey, you want to know what I want for Christmas? Nope, because I'm going to make you something. You know, just make something. Have your kids make stuff for each other and have their kids make something for you for Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
What do you want for Christmas, Dad? I want you to make me something. What do you want me to make? I don't care. Whatever you want to make, you make it. Think about it, make it, and let's do that. I mean, that's the way it should be. That'd make it fun. That'd make it a lot of fun. Yeah. What else is it?
There is International Day of Persons with Disability, and I think I take this to heart. And we should, again, be grateful for what you have. Be grateful if you have 2 feet that you can put them on the ground and that they can walk. They might not walk that great, but at least you can walk. You know what I mean? Be grateful.
You know, I read another thing too.
Be
kind to people. I read another thing too. It says, you know,
you
see somebody, you know, you see a real heavy, real fat person working out at the gym and people snicker. They snicker behind their back, you know, hey, look at that guy, fat butt and all this and that. But,
you know what? I'm like going right on. Well, I'm like encouraging them. You go, you can.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, why wouldn't you not want to encourage them for doing something? That's like, that's like making fun of a homeless person going to a job fair.
Instead of ridiculing
people, why don't you start supporting people? Yeah, you know, that's a good thing right there. Yeah, that's all in
giving encouragement.
Yeah, giving encouragement. You know, kind words are far more. You know, they do far more to someone than just buying them something. You know, kind words.
Exactly. You know, because not kind words that cut you do the same thing. So having a kind word can just do as much, you know, it could help that person. And it's so easy to do. It doesn't cost you anything. But trying to be kind, and maybe it's hard if you're a mean person, maybe it's hard to be kind, but once you do it and continue to do it, it becomes easy.
Without strings attached.
Exactly.
You know? Don't be fake. Don't be phony. Don't say everything that you think people want to hear, you know, just because you want them to think, you know, well, I'm this type of person. When you're really not, I mean, you know, because you'll be found out, you know,
Welcome back.
So, I mean, change your heart, be sincere, reach out with kindness and with a gentle and a gratitude and, you know, be thankful. Be thankful for things. Kind gestures. Exactly.
It's so easy to do.
Too much sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy to be kind. It's easy to show random acts of kindness. It really is. We need to get back to that. And now's the time to do it.
This is the time that usually you see either really angry people or, you know, kind people. And you can be one of those people. Open the door for somebody. Take back their
phone. Yeah.
Can I help you? Do you need help with that? You know, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to Costco and seen old ladies, and it's happened to me twice, trying to get the laundry detergent off the top, you know, above their head, and pulling and seeing guys walk past them, young guys walking past them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, can I help you? Yes. Could you help? And I grab it and put it down. But seeing able-bodied men walk right past this older lady, both of them, and not help. I was just like, what's wrong with you?
Be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's being aware of your surroundings.
Or how about this? You know, you're walking. Say you're going into the store. You're going into the store. You got a couple of healthy teenage boys with you. You're going into the store and you see some little old lady pushing her cart full of groceries to the car. You see her struggling. You know, hey, just say, hey, why don't you guys go help that lady with her groceries?
Mm-hmm.
You know, get them. Teach them random acts of kindness, you know. I don't want to do that. Yeah, you do. Go do it. You know, we need to train kids up to do random acts of kindness too.
My points out
it's all about giving of ourselves to help people. That's what it is, you know. And like I said, with no strings attached. I stood out at a Costco once. I was waiting for Grammy. She went in to run in to get something. I'm standing out there. It was a hot summer day, and I'm standing out there leaning against my truck. And everybody that walked by me on the aisle that my truck was parked on, I go, hey, I'll take that empty cart for you. I'll take that empty cart for you. I'll take that. You know, I was just collecting all the empty carts from them when they got done. You know, they load the stuff in their car. Hey, I'll take that back for you. Are you sure? Yeah, have a good day. I mean, it was fun. It was fun. Just little random acts of kindness, you know, just doing things.
You're in the grocery lane and there's somebody behind you that has two things and you have more. Say, you want to
go ahead of me? Yeah.
Go ahead of me.
Go ahead. You know what that is, Dina Jo? That's the power of next. I'm next. You know, mm-hmm. There's a power with being next in line.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you can always look to the person behind you and go, hey, go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead of me. Go ahead. Yep. Really? Are you sure? Yeah. Go ahead. Well, that's nice of you. That's okay. That's because I'm next. I can do that. Yeah.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Yeah.
You too. I hope you have a good day. Yeah.
I do that every now and then if I'm standing in line, like I'm waiting for the window to open. Okay. Next, mm-hmm. please. Just turn to the person behind me and go, hey, go ahead. Go on. Are you sure? Yeah, go on. I'm next anyway. Go ahead. You know, It's fun. I love doing that to people. Mm-hmm. to people. Just little random acts of kindness that nobody would ever think of doing. Just do it. And another thing, smile.
Yeah.
If you just smile at people, you know, smile at people and, you know, and a lot of people don't know. You don't have to really, you just say, how you doing? You know, I'm doing okay. Good. Have a good day. You know, always tell people to have a good day. Just little things like that. You would be surprised. It breaks the dark cloud over somebody's head, over somebody's life, you know.
Yeah.
If you would just, you know, if you just do it, you could be the person. You could be the person that could pull somebody out of the rut that they're in with just a little act of kindness or just a little smile. Or a kind word. You could be the one. You could be the one to pull them out of there. So that's what we need to be aware of the things around us, you know, and just laugh. Laugh. Have fun. Laugh, you know. That's what it's all about. Sorry, Dina Jo, I just kind of took over.
That's okay.
No.
No. That's all right. I still love you.
Thanks.
Hi, Ruthie.
Well, that's kind. Oh,
I still love you.
Well, you know what I'm thinking. With that being said, I need to end the show on that positive note right there.
Okay.
Yeah. Got Dina Jo saying she loves me. All right. Yeah. Got to hurry and get out of here before you do something to blow
leave
that.
Leave Friday on a good note.
Leave it on a positive note. Yeah.
Oh,
sure enough, I'll say something and she'll
be
going, nah, that's it. Get out of here. Eric, you got some shows that are coming on you want to plug?
Well, coming up in about 15 minutes, John Gale goes live. And then in daytime, you've got Milk Dog. You've also got the Frankie D Show coming up around 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern time today. And I've got my landlord visiting, so bear with me.
Okay,
we've also got the Swap Doesn't Lie at 7 p.m. Eastern, and the Beans and Weenie Show is on at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, no music show tonight from us, and Slightly Serious still on temporary hiatus, but hopefully he'll be back soon. And we've also got the It's Doomsday podcast late night tonight, and then other friends throughout the weekend like Crazy Train and Dude Sean and many other friends. And I know we'll be back next week, and definitely be on the lookout for Ralph and the Gray Area to do impromptu shows and many more great friends.
Right. Ruku Beers, your timing's off, buddy. Your timing's off. Sorry, man. We still love you, though. We're glad you tuned in. Yeah. just good times. Good times. It's going to be a great day. It's Friday. The weekend's coming up. Start making plans. Start looking for those gingerbread houses, kits that are out there. Because they might be going, too fast. So
no, I'm not seeing I've seen a lot. I'm not seeing a lot to choose from, but I've seen. You know what I've been seeing a lot of are the ones that are already pre-built, and you can't use those ones.
Can't use pre-built ones, but we will start going into the rules Monday on that because it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to build those things. Oh man, I was messing around with knobs and everything. I forgot where I put my phone down. I didn't know where I was in the music. And now a final word from our little Christmas elf.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us this week. We love and appreciate all of you guys so much. We really do. Hope you guys have a great weekend. See you around the Podbean and see you on Monday. Bye.
Dina Joe. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Hit that follow button. If you're listening to this on the download, thank you for downloading our shows. We really appreciate you taking the time to download and listen to it later. Hit the follow button and the subscribe button. And come back Monday. We kick it all back up 7 a.m. Monday morning. And we're going to have another great week. It's just good to be alive. Good to be alive. You know what? Watch the sunset tonight. Watch the sunset. Enjoy the beauty of what is nature, earth, and God. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Remember, we're just a little, we're smaller than a speck of dust in this big old universe. So we are special. You are special. Our music's done. We're out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Love you and God bless you. Have a great weekend and happy Hanukkah.
Bye.
Later, Gators.